We have a bunch of big breaking news out of Adobe. And on the AI Hustle podcast, we love talking about side hustles, ways to make money with all of these different AI tools. And I think Adobe is probably one of those products and companies that enables this more than anyone else. But today, they're getting some flack and they have an announcement about some really cool new tech. So we'll cover both sides of the story. You know, we always want to be a little unbiased and give you the rundown. The big news is that they have a video generator coming, which is super exciting. If you've seen what's happening with OpenAI and Sora, you know that like these video generators are going to be amazing. And number two, they got caught in their Firefly image generator using images that were generated by Midjourney to help them like train their model, which is funny for a lot of reasons. Jamie, what are your thoughts on all this?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think these stories kind of, you know, play together. The video generation thing, I personally am super excited about. I'm an Adobe Premiere user, and from the looks of the article it showed, it actually is, you know, a built-in video generator into the Premiere software where you can tell it what you want. It adds a new layer, and then you can integrate it into your video seamlessly, which is absolutely amazing to me. So I don't know if it'll be like a plugin you have to pay extra for, or if they'll integrate it. But either way, on the post-production side of things, I think it's going to enable you to level up your game. You know, I don't have Adobe After Effects or anything like that, but this would almost, in my mind, almost eliminate that need for After Effects. So really big things. They are an expensive software, though, so this may justify more in price increases. I don't know. We'll have to see. What are your thoughts on that piece, Jaden?
Yeah, no. So, I mean, first of all, I didn't even think about that. I bet this new feature, because they've announced, is going to roll out into Premiere. And the things that they've said it can do are in painting, video expansion, and then like generating things. So pretty much like if you have a video that's like zoomed in, you can like zoom it out and it will just automatically generate and fill like a more zoomed out thing, which is really, really cool. We've seen this for images. Now video, like, crazy to me. This is so crazy, so cool. You can also select an area in a video and say like add a pink sports car in the background here, and it will like be able to add that. We've again seen this for images, now it's coming to video, like so cool. Yeah, so I think overall what something you said is like this might eliminate the need for After Effects. And so I wonder at what level this new feature getting rolled out into Premiere is actually going to cannibalize some of the things that are happening in the other Adobe suite, and if they're going to like cancel or delete any of their other kind of Adobe suite of products. It's an interesting problem because, you know, they probably have thousands of people working on each of the Adobe products, you know, probably 10,000, I don't know. And it's going to be interesting if there's a tool that comes on one that just like kills a couple of the others.
Yeah, and I mean, then there's the other, you know, issue, which is kind of going to lead us into the next topic. And that is, you know, where's it being trained from? What are the potential misuses of this? I know with Sora from OpenAI, they have a team of people trying to figure out how it can be abused and try to prevent that. You know, Adobe's going to have to do the same thing, not to mention they already are kind of in some hot water with using Midjourney to train for the image generator. Yeah, Jaden, what do you see this going? What issues do you see here?
Yeah, so I mean, the big thing right now, of course, that's happening is everyone's giving them a bunch of flack. A bunch of researchers figured out that they're using, it's 5% of their data set, but it's coming from Midjourney. And the problem is Adobe Firefly always kind of like pegged itself as like, we're the, you know, we're the enterprise ready AI image generator because we just train from our own image data set. So no one's going to get sued for accidentally taking the wrong stuff. Well, looks like it's kind of like in a gray area right now because it's Midjourney. So it's not necessarily that it was stolen from somewhere, but Midjourney stuff could have been stolen from somewhere. So there's that whole thing. Again, it's only 5%. So I think that there is an interesting, there's probably an interesting reason for this. I know that in their own data set, they actually, for a while before they trained this, they allowed you to put AI image generated, or yeah, AI images that you generated with AI into their photo library and sell those into like Shutterstock style stuff, Adobe's version of that. And so I wonder if that's where the 5% is coming from. So yeah, anyways, I think it's going to be really fascinating to see where that goes. Like, you can't really pull it out. I think it just, at the end of the day, it comes down to the fact that, like, you know, some people are like, this is bad for Adobe and people aren't going to trust them anymore. It's like, who else are you going to trust? Like, OpenAI, Midjourney, they're just scraping the internet and not compensating anyone. Like, Adobe's the only one that actually tried to do that. So 5% slipped in and now you're like, don't trust them and won't use them. Like, okay, don't use anything. That's kind of my, like, honest opinion. I think it's, like, funny and ironic, but at the same time, it's like, they've definitely been putting a lot of effort in. So 5% slipped in. I don't know. I would definitely probably cut them slack on that.
Well, that's a good point too. I'm sure they just, if they trained their AI off of the Adobe stock portfolio, and then by that point, hundreds of thousands of people have uploaded AI images from Midjourney, that makes sense to me how that could happen for sure.
Yeah.
But, the video one though, I mean that, you know, I could see a lot of different, potential movie producers and people, directors getting upset, you know, like, if you could just instantly generate, make your video look color graded in a certain style, like to a certain, movie director. I don't know. There's Wes Anderson, you know, for example, if you said like, make this look like Wes Anderson and then it like grades it for you. I don't know. We'll see where it goes, but there's definitely could be some legal issues with that as well.
Yeah, but I think regardless, you just know that this is like such a huge disruptive innovation. It's going to happen. I think, you know, people kind of held their breath for on the AI image generators for like the legal repercussions, and there's a few lawsuits and stuff, but the dust settles and this tech gets out. It's like so powerful. I think Adobe's a no-brainer for something like this, because you think of like OpenAI and they generated a video in like, let's say, Sora. And it's like, cool, you generated it, but now you have to like export it into Premiere to edit it anyways. Whereas if it's already built into Premiere, and what you mentioned, which is such a fascinating concept, is like, it could be a different layer in Premiere. Like, so you get like a video, and then in Premiere, you're like, okay, but add like snow in the background, add like this in the background. And those are like different layers within Premiere. Like OpenAI and Sora, unless they're going to go make their entire own video generator, like they don't have all of those capabilities per se. I guess they could have like a file you could kind of export in a way. But anyways, this is really fascinating. I think Adobe might be the winner in this video space because of the editability of the videos and because you need to kind of be able to edit the videos. So I think this is fascinating. This is something that undoubtedly is going to be used to generate millions of dollars, whether that's you're creating product demos for your own business, whether you're creating things for other people, and all of a sudden you have these new capabilities. You're essentially like removing the need for an entire movie studio once this stuff gets good. So this is multi-billion dollar disruption, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this rolls out.
Yeah, I mean, I think until this year, I haven't really been excited too much about the AI video generation. But like since January, we've had like announcement after announcement that's just going to totally, like you said, shake up the game. Be really interesting to see where it goes. If you enjoyed this podcast, if you found any value out of it, please leave us a review on Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen. We really appreciate it. And also feel free to ask us questions. We love answering those on the podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.